Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment. With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com. We don't have the December data as of yet from USDA and the U.S. Meat Export Federation on meat exports before the end of calendar year 2017. We do know 2017 is going to be a great year as far as overall export numbers go, both in value and in the total volume of beef that has been shipped overseas. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the November numbers were pretty good. The overall numbers for the first 11 months of the year have been outstanding.
Well, we continue to see that the international trade is very supportive to the markets. It was certainly a key in 2017 as a part of the broader demand picture. It'll certainly be important as we go forward in 2018. So specifically for the month of November, you know, exports were up not as much, a little bit less than 3% on a year-over-year basis, but that's compared to a pretty strong November a year earlier. For the year-to-date, for the first 11 months of 2017, exports are up 13%. On the import side, imports were about even with a year ago for the month of November, and they're down about 1% for the year-to-date. So not a big reduction there. We've actually been closing the gap at the end of the year, but nevertheless, with imports roughly the same and exports up, that's a positive move in the overall trade picture.
Latest monthly numbers confirming that the key markets remain our top five markets.
You know, our top five markets haven't changed, and they're all positive on a year-over-year basis. So you've got Japan and South Korea as the two biggest markets, followed by Hong Kong, Mexico, and Canada. And again, on a year-to-date basis through the first 11 months, all of those markets were up. So, you know, it's a fairly broad-based kind of demand that we see out there.
Out of our top markets, the continuing success story has to be Japan. And Dr. Peel says that success story comes even in the face of extra tariffs on some of our sales.
One of the things that's been surprising about the Japanese market is of course, there was a change in Japanese tariffs in 2017. Because of the surge in imports of U.S. beef, it triggered an increase in tariffs on frozen beef, and there was a lot of concern following that in the last few months of the year here, the last few months of data as to whether that would have an impact. It really doesn't seem to have had a huge impact. It was only on frozen beef and beef exports to Japan is a mixture of fresh and frozen, so some of that was able to just transfer over. So now those frozen beef tariff increases should go through March and then reset back to the underlying level. But there is some risk that because that has pushed more into the fresh beef market, we could trigger a similar reaction on the fresh beef side. And yet, despite all of that, Japan has continued to grow. Both Japan and South Korea have been extremely strong markets for us over the last several months.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.